Market Center.
What is going on, Based Americans, LFA TV family? Good to see every single one of you guys. We are here, we are live, and we are locked in, loaded and ready to go for another episode of Based America. I am your host, Drew Hernandez. If you're tuning in for the very first time, make sure to subscribe to the channel, smash that like button, hit the bell notification, copy the link, and please share this transmission absolutely everywhere. By doing so, we are building out LFA TV into the future. Just copy the link, post it in your own social media timelines, post it in your own Telegram or Signal or any group chat you can, even on Truth Social groups or Facebook groups, wherever a link can be posted. Please get the intel out, and we appreciate every single one of you guys and your participation. So again, make sure to subscribe to the channel, hit that bell notification, copy the link, and please share the intel everywhere. That is how we build this thing out into the future. And with that said, make sure to follow me on my Rumble channel. Go to rumble.com/Drew Hernandez, rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. We go live Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Pacific. That's 9 p.m. Eastern. Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Pacific, that is 9 p.m. Eastern. We are quickly approaching 100K over there. So go to rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. Also, follow me on X. Go to x.com/DrewHLive. x.com/DrewHLive. We are quickly approaching 400K followers, and soon we will hit 500,000. And then before the end of Trump's second term, the goal is to hit 1 million. We are on the right track. So go to x.com/DrewHLive. I'm posting breaking news all day, every day, throughout the day. Make sure to do that now. We got Marissa DNC in the chat, Patriot Johnson in the chat, Calpurnia 61 in the chat, RA 620 in the chat, I don't think so, 79 in the chat, Easy Pass in the chat, Carl Benjay in the chat. Locked and loaded and ready to go. All right, good to see you guys. We are here and we are live. What is going on? All right. The woke world is continuing with its disillusionment, and particularly The View is collapsing within itself, and they're beginning to point the fingers at one another. And we saw reports of this already happening immediately after the election, and Kamala was annihilated and destroyed by Donald Trump. The reports that we saw quickly right out the gate was the infighting within the campaign, the infighting that has been going on between the, I guess you could say, the Biden camp, Biden staff versus the Kamala camp, the Kamala staff. A lot of infighting going on within the Democrat Party. They are devouring one another as they blame one another. Ultimately, they have themselves to blame. And this goes for the media. This goes for the Democrat Party. This goes for social media giants that went along the Kamala coup and attempted to convince America that she was somehow more popular than Donald Trump. The only shot Kamala Harris actually had was if they would have rigged the election. They tried, but they failed. Now, it takes somebody completely mentally ill and completely mentally unstable to convince themselves that the diversity hire in chief, this full-blown mental retard that can't talk to save her life, somehow was going to be more popular than Donald Trump. I think she barely hit 74 million in the popular vote. Trump crossed 77 million in the popular vote. Yeah, she barely hit 74 million. And that's with millions of illegal aliens. So that's not even an accurate number, to be honest with you guys. Right? Honestly, I think she maybe got 70 million votes. Maybe 71. I don't know. I don't even know. Not even that, you know? That's the consequences of millions of illegal aliens voting in our elections, which needs to change immediately. And I will tell you this right now. If mass deportations do not include the women and the children, Donald Trump will be a failure. Period. Because they all need to go. And from the perspective of replacement migration and these people here to replace you for generations to come, Trump needs to move quickly. And I'm seeing reports that Tom Homan is announcing that they are going to focus on violent criminals and those that pose a threat as priority. But, you know, I'm going to tell you guys, if they get away from deporting all of them, yeah, we're cooked. America's cooked. That's, you know, it's more will have to be done to cut all the funding, cut all the aid, smoke them out. They all got to go. I'm telling you right now. And if Trump fails to do this, it will be an absolute failure of his administration. And so we'll see how this goes. We'll see. Trump's not even inaugurated yet. And he's only got 4 years. And he's only got 4 years, but they all got to go. I'm telling you right now, they all got to go. Because somewhere down the line, some Democrat could undo all the election integrity that Trump will accomplish these upcoming 4 years and give all of these illegal aliens mass amnesty, and your elections will be rigged for the next 80 years. So I'm just going to come out right now and say it. Mass deportations need to happen, every single one of them. And yeah, so I'm seeing this report from Tom Homan. Public safety threats, national security threats, and fugitives will be first deportees under Trump border czar's plan. President-elect Donald Trump's new border czar, Tom Homan, is prioritizing deporting illegal alien criminals as well as national security threats as he is preparing for the incoming administration. Homan has already gone to the border to visit with Customs and Border Protection agents and Governor Greg Abbott and is prepping for next steps. Homan's deportation strategy involves prioritizing those who pose the greatest risk to society, per the New York Post. Here's a quote. The priorities will focus on public safety threats, national security threats, and fugitives. Well, I really hope fugitives means the women and the children, because you want to talk about a national security threat? Yeah. Rigging and stealing our elections and replacing Americans is the ultimate national security threat for the future. He says those who got due process at great taxpayer expense and the federal judge ordered them removed, but they didn't leave and they became a fugitive, Homan said of the plan, which will probably be the most of them. But President Trump needs to get them all out, all of them, period. Or else this country is cooked. Let's just be completely honest here. You know, this country will be cooked. Our elections will be rigged. Just give it, you know, a few cycles. And some psycho Democrat will come in and give them all amnesty. And you will be outnumbered like California for the next 80 years. The border czar is focused on people who can be found on the federal terrorist watch list and special interest aliens, and those from countries of foreign concern. They are all at the top of the list. We'll work very closely with the FBI intelligence communities to identify and find them, he said. We know a record number of people on the terrorist watch list have crossed the border. Homeness characterized the border crisis as a national security threat rivaled by the 9/11 terrorist attacks. The overarching theme, Homan commented about the priorities, is millions of people entered this country illegally, which is a crime. Homan acknowledges that President Joe Biden gave illegal immigrants a right to claim asylum, but says they've already had the opportunity to see a judge. So here is Tom Homan's thinking to his credit. So listen. Tom Homan argues, okay, they've been given a so-called right to claim asylum, but says they've already had the opportunity to see a judge. But we know, based on immigration court data, that nearly 9 out of 10 of them will get an order for removal because they simply don't qualify for asylum. Translation, they're all going to get deported. Women and children. So, again, it's just, we'll wait and see. It's looking like, I mean, I do not doubt Tom Homan. This guy is on a warpath. This guy's on the news, literally foaming at the mouth because he's pissed. I'm not making that up. He's pissed. These illegal aliens are killing people. They're raping our women. This guy is a velociraptor, a T-Rex, being held back and is about to be let loose to go after these illegal aliens. That's right. And so, again, as we continue to monitor this, it's looking like some of the terminology is maybe sounding like it's going to prioritize the top threats, but Homan wants to go after all of them. That is for sure. Homan wants to go after all of them. And if 9 out of 10 of them are clearly ineligible for asylum, well, then that means the majority of them are getting deported immediately. Women, children, and the men, doesn't matter. Get them all out. And I've told people, any virtue signalers out there, like, oh, come on, they're just here for a better life. Let's just start with the men and the military-aged men and those with a criminal record. Okay. Well, then you house them. You could house all the women. You could house all the children. And by the way, I'm actually about to release a report on the Gateway Pundit in a couple hours. So go to thegatewaypundit.com. I'm releasing reports over there. It's gone viral that Trende Aragua in New York City is recruiting children as young as 11 years old into the gang. And little kids are committing crimes, theft, at gunpoint. They're threatening American citizens. They're violent. Children as young as 11. This is why I try to tell Americans, I mean, I'm an American, but for some reason, people are just, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. It's just America has gotten so soft and gay and feminine, and it's weird, you know? It's like, no, we need to do what needs to be done because America has been trying your political correct BS, right? This fake, let's be compassionate and soft with everybody. Yeah, that's what got us into this mess. That's what gave birth to MAGA and Donald Trump. That's not working. That never works. And it's not going to work. You want to know why? Because the rest of the world is evil and wants you to get soft while it progresses in full masculinity. You see, this is what a lot of Americans fail to recognize. Because they're retarded. If you fall for this type of mindset, right? oh, we need to be more compassionate and politically correct, and we don't want to hurt the gays' feelings, and let's make sure that the men in our military feel comfortable and they're okay and they're not threatening to kill themselves if we don't agree to pay for their sex change. Let's coddle everybody's feelings. We can't hurt people's feelings. As society gets more feminine and gay. That's what that is. Feminine and gay. You want to know what's happening simultaneously? The rest of the world advances in absolute masculine strength and dominance. Because America's enemies, rivals, know that is what leads civilization. That's how it's been from the very beginning, since Adam, period. That's the creation model and order. And so that's why feminism is retarded. It really is. Feminism is retarded. Whether it's coming from the left or the right. These women that want to rule the world and lead the world. And, you know, while other countries emphasize masculinity, including their women. Including women from other countries that prioritize masculinity so it brings more strength nationally. While America gets all gay and cucked out and obsessed with feminizing everything, including the military, police departments, any type of security, the rest of the world is sitting back laughing at you saying, yeah, keep getting more feminine, gay, and weak while we emphasize on masculine strength into the future. That is how we will win and overcome the United States of America. And have you not been watching that? Especially kind of really amplified over the Obama years. It really doesn't matter what you think. This is what the feminist and like the beta cucks, right? This is what they don't, you don't get it, do you? It's like this psychological prison that keeps you blinded from the rest of the world and reality. It does not matter what America thinks. If America starts getting soft, feminine, and gay, as it has been, the rest of the world continues with masculine priorities. Look at China. Look at Russia. Do you see an overemphasis of homosexuality in China, in their military? Do you see an overemphasis of the feminization of Vladimir Putin's military? Do you see China or Russia? Do you see Iran with an overemphasis, making sure that we're inclusive and that the blacks feel like there's enough blacks in the military? You see any of that? No. No, only retarded America has gone down this path. And also in Europe, you see this in the UK as well, right? While you look at China, you look at Russia, and they overemphasize masculine dominance and strength and ability and agility into the future while they simultaneously walk America off a cliff. This is a psychological war you're fighting as well. You think all of this homosexuality and drag queens just saturating our culture, our military, it's in everything. You think that's just happening by chance? No, that's being done to us. While you got a bunch of homosexuals in the military that are narcissists, emphasizing drag shows and dressing up like women, you got 8-year-olds in China studying quantum mechanics, quantum physics, quantum computing, and understanding the basics of artificial intelligence and coding. Okay? That's facts. But if you actually take a look at the military, I'm talking about military emphasis. Their emphasis is not homosexuality and feminism and making sure we're all equal. Every time Disney puts out a movie and there's a black person, right, on the poster, promotional cover, Disney has to send them an alternative promo cover that either like blue washes the black person or green washes or red or whatever, or hides the face of the black person. You want to know why? Because the Chinese hate black people. Yeah, right, right. But BLM doesn't ever want to talk about that, do they? No, the woke are only overemphasized and obsessed with blaming racism on white people only. Yeah, they don't get concerned. They are not obsessed with this identity politics, making sure all the homosexuals feel they're accepted. You know what I mean? They're not concerned with that. That's weakness. That's weakness. I mean, just on a basic scientific level, you know, and a homosexual civilization cannot survive. It will not survive. Literally. A full-blown homosexual civilization will spread AIDS, will spread STDs. They will all die prematurely. They cannot procreate. Therefore, that civilization will not survive into the future. You know, and the rest of the world knows these things. You know, we have documentation of ancient warlords and documentation of masters and strategic masters of war. You take a look at Napoleon, etc. The list goes on, right? And for some reason, I think the Western mind just kind of thinks that doesn't exist anymore, you know? I don't know what it is. I really don't. As if that can't happen. Maybe that's a consequence of becoming a superpower. Maybe that's a consequence of generations kind of living it easy and having everything handed to them, right? Maybe. Maybe. I mean, that's just human nature within itself. Every now and then, human beings have to get slapped in the face. I'm not calling for violence. I'm just saying, you know, figuratively, every now and then, human beings got to get slapped in the face to be brought back into reality, right? It's very easy for humans to lose focus on what actually matters when it comes to also being grateful or remaining vigilant. I think that's part of what the Great Awakening has been since Trump really kicked the hornet's nest in DC and the global New World Order, or people are waking up to the reality again that there's a war. There's an info war. There is a psychological, there's a spiritual holy war. There is a war going on against you that affects your life. And unfortunately, maybe sometimes it's not until it affects your life do people wake up and realize what is being done. But again, I think that is why we are experiencing a great awakening currently right now. But a perfect example of this, a perfect example of just pampered retards and the over-feminization of civilization and society is this, The View. The View hosts blame each other for persistent rhetoric against Trump. Yeah. Yeah, this is exactly what I'm talking about right here. Right here. A bunch of fat, rich, woke, low IQ women having some of the biggest microphones being overamplified and shoved in everybody's face. You know, we all get censored, we all get deplatformed, so these fat woke retards could be propped up and perceived as the mainstream narrative. And, you know, other countries take a look at that and they're like, look at those fat woke American women. They have no idea what the hell they're talking about. They are just rich, they're fat, they're retarded, while we are intellectually and technologically advancing into the future. Just a bunch of fat, woke, pampered retards. Hosts on The View started pointing fingers at each other for their persistent complaining and negative rhetoric about President-elect Donald Trump during a show earlier this week. Anna Navarro told the others on the panel she is not going to wait and see what Trump does in office in order to warn about his actions. Whoopi Goldberg surprisingly took issue with her statement, even though all hosts on the show have consistently said negative things about Trump. Well, the reason why Whoopi is probably pushing back is these past couple weeks, lawsuits have been on the verge of going after ABC and the news because of obvious open defamation. And they have been reading legal notes live on the air. It's one thing to have an opinion, but obviously when you start getting into the realms of defamation, that's not free speech. And we know that's exactly what The View engages in. And the fact that the network is having them read legal notes to clarify what they said, to set the record straight about Matt Gaetz and some of Trump's cabinet picks, that just lets me know that they're fully aware that all of these fat, female, woke, pampered retards on The View, the network is fully aware that they're liars and they're slanderers and they're agents of defamation and propaganda. Let's take a look at this.
And so, yeah, so I think what we're all saying is we're going to sit and watch. We're going to wait and see because we can't do anything else except.
I'm not going to wait and see. I mean, this guy's told us he's a retribution.
What are you going to do?
What are you doing? Like,
there's nothing to be done until you know what you're fighting. It's pissing in the wind doesn't help. You just get a wet face.
But I mean, I have no false expectations that at 78 he's going to all of a sudden turn into a benevolent human being.
And I'm not going to spend people tune out.
Oh my God!
People that he was apocalyptic. I'm not going to change now because it's still the same.
Not treating every single thing like a fire.
I think that's when we lose credibility.
Well, here's the thing: you lose credibility in many different ways. If you don't know what you're talking about,
you've already lost credibility. You know, I saw people on X, they're like, oh, what if we had a right wing The View? Like, no, you're not getting it. No. Gosh, ladies, go have kids. Go live your life. Take care of your children. Gosh, love your husband. Be a productive member in your community. No, we don't need you up here yapping all this nonsense, all this feminist. I'm a boss girl. Just shut up. Shut up. Oh. Ugh. No thanks. Look at that. Oh my gosh, dude. They're eating themselves alive and it's hilarious.
Not treating every single thing like a fire.
I think that's when we lose credibility.
Well, here's the thing. You lose credibility in many different ways. If you don't know what you're talking about and you accuse him of something, then they're going to blow it back. That's why I say we need to wait and see exactly what you're going to do. Are you coming after all the folks that come to this country for a better world, who come here to work? What do you want to do with all those folks? What are you going to do with those jobs when you take all these people away? When you talk about...
Sounds like Whoopi is falling in line. Hear this? She's falling in line.
Blow it back.
Or he. I don't know what this thing is. This thing probably has a penis.
That's why I say we need to wait and see exactly what you're going to do. Are you coming after all the folks that come to this country for a better world, who come here to work? What do you want to do with all those folks? What are you going to do with those jobs when you take all these people away? When you talk about getting rid of folks, you better know what your back game is going to be.
Oh my gosh. You know, the only beneficial thing about this is the entertainment it provides as we watch them literally devour one another. Cause that's what they deserve. That's the best part about this, honestly. That's the best part about this, and it's hilarious. And also, speaking of, you know, woke retards, I don't know if this is a woman, honestly, but this new movie, Wicked, I think came out or is coming out. I don't know. I don't give a damn what Hollywood is putting out these days, but I study it to know it's in the news. But when it comes to entertainment, I don't know, thanks. And you got Ariana Grande. Looks like she is seriously on Ozempic. She does not look healthy.
I'm a person.
At all. And then this severely mentally ill woke black thing. They've been doing press runs talking about the new movie, and they're saying it's like an Oz prequel, I think. I don't know, based on some kind of Broadway play. Something like that. About the Wicked Witch, I believe. And they've been talking about everybody in the land of Oz is gay and homosexual. It's like so wild. Like even the chickens and the squirrels, they're all gay. You know, there's a reason why they say that, right? Because the homosexuals are into bestiality. That's the next step. Okay? Because sodomy is animalistic. Homosexuality is animalistic. So the next level in their minds is to have sex with animals. And this retarded woke black thing is doing another press run. And it's like literally on the verge of crying. Because it's like, oh, the more and more I removed my green makeup, I felt more and more beautiful. It's like, you are ugly. You are so ugly. What are you crying for? Yeah, we know. We know you're ugly. We know. We know. Keep the makeup on. Keep it on. My God. Put a damn trash bag over your head. Do us a favor. Put a paper bag over your head and get the hell out of here. You are ugly. My gosh. Look at that. Ariana Grande, my goodness, dude. What the hell is going on? It's Ozempic, dude. Or cocaine. Or maybe she's on meth. Who knows? Who knows? But look at this. Look at this. These people are pathetic, dude.
I'm a person, and I feel, and I have feelings, and I can share them.
Mm-hmm. And if you need to cry right now, you cry.
Yeah. And someone said to me once, yeah, the green was the thing that I would love the most about Alphaba, that I would want to stay green. But actually, being green, yes, I loved playing this character. But every time I took the makeup off, I like loved who I was even more. So I've come away like feeling really beautiful.
You f***ing are.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I mean, God.
You know?
Yeah.
Who wants to tell it? Who wants to tell it, chat? Let's see if somebody in the chat knows what I'm about to say. Who wants to tell it? And yeah, it, who wants to tell it? Who wants to break the news to this thing? Anybody in the chat? Anybody? What is the obvious conclusion here? Who wants to tell it? Oh my God, dude. Who wants to tell it? Hey. You were cast to be the Wicked Witch because you are ugly. You were cast to be the Wicked Witch because you are ugly. You are repulsive. That's why you got the role. You ugly DEI hire. Ha 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 ha. You're ugly. Oh my God, dude. That's why you got the role. You think you got the role because you're beautiful? Oh my God, dude. You got the role of the Wicked Witch because you're ugly. Oh my God. Oh, the more and more I took the makeup off, I feel better about myself. Because you're ugly, and that's why you got the role, because you're a woke, black, ugly piece of trash. Oh my gosh, dude. That is so funny. That is so funny, dude. Oh. Oh, you know, it's like, oh, what are you? Oh, it's so stunning and so brave. You're a black in Hollywood. Oh, but I got this role and I feel ugly. And when I take off the makeup, I feel better. It's like you got the role because you're ugly. The more and more you take off, the more and more you take off the makeup for your role, the more ugly you are. Oh my God, dude. These people don't live in reality. Oh, it's so funny, dude. Oh. Oh. It's like a distant slave cousin of Joy Reid. Oh, dude, what the hell happened to Ariana Grande, dude? That is wild, dude. Yeah, she's got to be on meth or something. That's like beyond Ozempic. Yeah, I don't know, man. She doesn't need Ozempic, you know? I think it just might be the yay, dude. It might be the yay or Ozempic, who knows? Oh, dude, that was funny, bro. Oh, stupid Ariana, get out of here. Get out of here. Oh, these people, dude. These people. Okay, where am I? Time to get serious. Time to get serious, I guess. That's what I love about this show. You know, the show can just kind of like go wherever it needs to, you know, just kind of do whatever it wants. We do the news. We can roast retards. I don't like to be like condensed and put in a box. You know what I mean? I hate that. I hate that. And people have tried to do that to me in the past. I'm like, no, I'm actually more talented than that. You know, we can make this thing more entertaining and have a broad range of an audience, you know. But. All right. NIH employee admits COVID vax doesn't prevent transmission. This is an O'Keefe Media Group report that has gone seriously viral. The latest undercover video from O'Keefe Media Group has revealed a National Institutes of Health NIH employee admitting that he doesn't even know if these vaccines stop you from getting COVID. They don't. That's a quote. He told an OMG undercover journalist. He also said, quote, "It's supposed to make you less sick if you get it," he said. Quote, "I don't know if it really prevents the transmission of it." Yeah, we all know this. And they know this. But they've scammed everybody. Let's take a look.
It's not that you were working there.
Probably shouldn't be like saying this out loud.
They might have funded Wuhan, a lab in Wuhan, China, to like make, and Pfizer and Moderna was getting a bunch of money from it, from all these vaccine mandates.
Roger Cholan is with the National Institute of Health.
For other vaccines, like measles or whatever, you had to go through several rounds of approval, but these were accelerated through the approvals.
Do you think that those, like, that the mRNA stuff is safe? It's like really affected people with the myocarditis stuff?
Well, I think we're all going to learn when it's too late.
I think that's important, the lack of effectiveness of the vaccine product.
Like the 6-foot rule, remember that? Like, that wasn't, like, based on any real evidence that that did anything. It was completely made up.
Well, what do you think? Like,
Roger then brings up politics, talks about which political party he prefers and what would happen to him and NIH under an incoming Trump administration.
I think it would be worse for the NIH. I think it would be better for a Democrat to be in office. We sometimes fly under the radar of like the really street guys. I don't think it would impact me. I don't think I have too much to worry about. That's not recorded, right?
Roger Cholan is with the National Institute of Health, or NIH, and has only been on the job for 2 months.
All the other branch chiefs are like 55.
Wow.
And I don't know shit. I know about the like subject matter, but I don't know about any of the government, like how budgets work or how like the hierarchy works.
In his role, Cholan oversees 40 people and heads up the Health Data Standards Branch for a division of NIH called the National Library of Medicine.
So the U.S. National Library of Medicine, you can think of it as the nation's health library. All the major peer-reviewed journals are there, and they have electronic databases, electronic cataloging. They manage the PubMed application that makes all this information available to the general public. They manage clinicaltrials.gov, which is the application that summarizes clinical trial results. And it appears that what Mr. Chalon's division, this health data standards, is responsible for is analysis of visual data. This is X-ray and MRI data, analyze and develop new capabilities that will make these kinds of information and data more generally available for searching.
While he admits he may know nothing about the bureaucracy, he says he knows a lot about public health.
What do you think about the NIH now that you were working there? Obviously, lots of conspiracies about that. My cousin is like,
about Fauci? Well, I don't, so I'm not, probably shouldn't be like saying this out loud. I haven't gotten the latest COVID shots and I'm not going to. There's mixed evidence about if it really does anything.
Cholan then goes on to tell our undercover journalist that people under 30 are more at risk for heart conditions from the COVID vaccine.
For people that are like 30 or under, it really increases your risk for like heart conditions. The data does show that. I don't even know if these vaccines stop you from getting COVID. They don't.
Really?
I don't think so. Like, it's supposed to make you less sick if you get it. I don't know if it really prevents the transmission of it.
He is speaking casually, candidly, about the risks of the virus, the risks of the vaccine product, particularly as it relates to myocarditis, the lack of effectiveness of the vaccine product. He's saying that it doesn't prevent infection. It doesn't prevent disease. These are statements that I had made back a few years ago that I was called a liar for saying by the Washington Post.
But now there's like, there is some like evidence out that NIAID, National Institute for Allergy and Infectious Disease, that's where Fauci was the director.
Okay.
Like they might have funded some labs to like do vaccine studies and like disease, like to prepare for an outbreak. They might have funded Wuhan, a lab in Wuhan, China, to like make COVID. But I believe in the science. I don't believe, and like it seems like too much of a big conspiracy. And generally, now that I'm a Fed, like people in the government do want to do the right thing. Everyone's there kind of behind this, like, at least that maybe more so at NIH or in Health and Human Services. People like want to help people improve health. So I don't know that I believe that these people are all like trying to spread a virus and And then, like,
what if they work?
Then they should go to jail. If NIAID and Fauci were actually doing this, if the proof comes out that they were funding it, maybe they were actually funding it just to, like, be prepared and shit went wrong. They were trying to study a virus so that when it did break, if and when it did break, we would be prepared for the response to it. But instead, they accidentally funded the thing that, like, caused it. I don't know. But hopefully the intentions were good up front. It doesn't, like, excuse them outright, but I don't know. Like, the 6-foot rule, remember that? Like, that wasn't, like, based on any real evidence that that did anything.
Really?
It was just, they, and again, I think they were just trying to do the right thing, but it was completely made up. If they had said 5 feet versus 6 feet, right? Or 7 feet. Like, it was all just, they just made it up.
Does anyone really trust the healthcare system? Well, thankfully, there still are some good guys left in healthcare, like our great friends at The Wellness Company. The Wellness Company has been with OMG since day one. Honestly created, never had a pull. Without the Medicaid, all the difference. Order your medical emergency kit. Got health again, that's whether Raja is a villain or not, whether he's a participant in this unethical behavior, whether he's doing his job or just following orders. But we wanted you, the viewer, to be the judge of that.
Do you think that those, like, that the mRNA is safe? Their evidence showing, like myocarditis or something like that?
It definitely increases your risk for that. I think that that's well known now. And Pfizer and Moderna are just getting a bunch of money from it.
From what?
From all these vaccine mandates. I think, like, in the, like, for other vaccines, like measles or whatever, you have to go through several rounds of approval,
right,
and submit a bunch of data to prove about, like, side effects and things. But these were accelerated through the approvals to rush, right, them to the, to, for all of us to get our booster.
Right. Like,
and they made millions of dollars.
You think it's, like, really affecting people, the myocarditis stuff?
I think we're all going to learn when it's too late.
What would make it too late?
Like, it's going to already have been 10 years down the road, and then a bunch of people will have gotten, like, all 10 boosters.
Why do you not want to get them again?
If I'm going to get COVID anyway, and I'm going to be all right, why increase my risk for the known myocarditis?
The very foundation of journalism is to get answers. A common technique by which to do that is called a FOIA, or Freedom of Information Act request. We've submitted many FOIAs, particularly for body cam footage. But then this government official tells our undercover journalist that NIH is intentionally giving orders to make getting a FOIA even more difficult.
Is there anything that, like, if we found out that we would be like, oh, that would change your opinion?
So do you know what FOIA is? Freedom of Information Act.
Okay.
So, like, the press or whoever can, like, request from the government, like, show us emails or whatever.
Yeah.
This article claims that they were, like, misspelling words on purpose. So then if there was a FOIA request for whatever, coronavirus, they misspelled corona. They were instructed to misspell it on purpose so it wouldn't return on the search.
Wow. Who's requesting FOIA?
I think it's journalists.
Roger then brings up politics, talks about which political party he prefers and what would happen to him and NIH under an incoming Trump administration.
Well, what do you think? Like, happy to be reelected?
I think it would be worse for the NIH. I think it would be better for a Democrat to be in office.
Why? What makes it up?
There's some, like, Section F, but I don't even know what Section F means. It's supposed to be proposed cuts to NIH. I think where I work at the NLM library,
yeah,
we sometimes fly under the radar.
Yeah.
Of, like, the really scrutinized. I don't think I have too much to worry about either.
No, just, like, the whole connection with, like, art, okay? Just, like, the same to me. Absolutely. Because he just seems like a total
What happened with RFK specifically?
Well, he's, like, he's just super anti.
I love how this is, like, a serious, like, expose report. And you guys in the chat are like, that's homo gay music. Sorry. I'll let it finish.
Anti-vax?
Anti-vax, like, anti-science, like, anti-big pharma. I think he's, like, Trump has said that he wants to have, like, Thank you. I don't even know. Like, Jutes, is that, like, does that make you question?
I don't think so.
Really?
I don't think it would impact you.
I just wonder, like if I was working in that department, you know what I mean? I'd be, like, pretty concerned. Like, I wonder, like,
a lot of people might get, would probably get fired. Or they would retire. And so then you would just be left with a bunch of institutes and divisions that, like, are understaffed. And so anything that RFK would want to do probably would just, like, wouldn't happen. That's my guess.
So Raja questions the vaccine companies colluding, skipping approvals, and creating false guidelines. It all just seems like a bunch of buffoonery. It all seems contradictory. And the question again, is this villainous behavior? Is this corrupt behavior? Is this just government incompetence? To quote Raja, is this just a guy who, quote, knows shit about nothing? But he clearly knows some things about something. And he says he knows a lot about public health. And the real question is, are these the type of people we want in our government making medical decisions? And that question might be answered by the incoming HHS Secretary, Robert F. Kennedy. Stay tuned.
If you ask me, these are operatives tapped and activated to psyop human beings into believing that this stuff is actually medicine. These are, in my opinion, crimes against humanity. Crimes against humanity. That is for sure. All righty. Tonight's episode is brought to you by TryArmor.com/LFATV. TryArmor.com/LFATV. Get your Armra colostrum today. Get your immune revival, immune barrier superfood. Protect, regenerate, and strengthen. Go to TryArmor.com/LFATV to get your superfood supplement today. Armra colostrum comes unflavored, blood orange, or in vine watermelon. Those are flavors. Just go to tryarmor.com/LFATV. Use promo code LFATV to get 15% off your first order. Also, with that said, make sure to support Cozy Earth. Christmas is on the way, so do your Christmas shopping for your loved ones. Go to CozyEarth.com/LFA. That's CozyEarth.com/LFA. They've got bedding products, bath products, products for women, men, products for your home, and skincare. Just go to CozyEarth.com/LFA, CozyEarth.com/LFA, and check this out. This is exclusive for the LFA TV family and army. Use promo code LFA for 40% off. You heard that right. 40. Use promo code LFA for 40% off. And they got a Black Friday sale coming up this Friday, 30 to 35% off site-wide. And then you got the LFA promo code 40% off. Do your shopping with Cozy Earth. I'm telling you, get your orders in now so they make it in time for Christmas. Just go to CozyEarth.com/LFA. Use promo code LFA to support the show today. Also, make sure to follow me on Rumble. Go to Rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. That's Rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. I'll put the link in the chat for you guys. We go live Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. I should be going live tonight, and if I don't for any reason, I will be live tomorrow night. I will be live tomorrow night for sure. But if for any reason I don't go live tonight, I will be back tomorrow night. But go right now, subscribe, hit the follow button over there, rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. And also, make sure to follow me on X. Go to x.com/DrewHLive. We are quickly approaching 400K followers. We are quickly approaching 400K followers. Make sure to go follow me over there. x.com/DrewHLive. Have a lot of big plans for my X account, by the way. because we're getting some great engagement. Elon Musk has been reposting me, liking my stuff. We got a bunch of big accounts, you know. That does matter for your engagement and your algorithm on X. And so it's my goal to get to 1 million followers by the end of Trump's term. And we are almost already halfway there. So go to x.com/DrewHLive. x.com/DrewHLive. And if you loved what you heard here tonight on Based America, only on LFA TV, subscribe to the channel, smash that like button, hit the bell notification, copy the link, and share this absolutely everywhere. And I'll see you guys on the next one.